John Grace, I'm chair of SIMAG, Southie Orchard Immigration Asylum Action Group. We're an organisation locally of asylum seekers, refugees, etc. First of all, I want to ask, I'm not really into social media, but I want to ask for a Twitter storm against the BBC. The Victoria Derbyshire show tomorrow was scheduled to show a film which was shot in Sheffield about the way G4S are treated asylum seekers in Sheffield homes. Just a few hours before it was due to be screened, it was announced they were pulling it. The producer got in touch with me and said they've admitted this is BBC, not legal issues, because G4S have put pressure on them to actually pull it. So I'd like you to go on Twitter and just actually tell the BBC, stop caving in to G4S and show it's called Asylum Market on Victoria Derbyshire tomorrow. So please do that, if you will, for this meeting. Thank you. Also, one of the things that's come out is this issue about Theresa May, the appeaser, no more compass, etc. But representing an organisation of asylum seekers and refugees, we've had to deal with Theresa May since 2010. First of all as a Home Secretary, and now as a Prime Minister. And she's not standing up to Trump because it's about her own policies here. And very like the kind of policies that Trump is getting in the States. In 2012, Theresa May announced that she wanted a hostile environment created in the UK against asylum seekers, immigrants, or whatever. What followed then, you'll remember this, Theresa May was responsible for the Go Home bans that toured London to actually try and tell people to go home. That was a slogan used by the National Front in the 1970s. That's Theresa May as Home Secretary. Secondly, Theresa May in 2014 deported thousands of students who'd come here to study, arguing that they were here illegally. And thousands of students who she said were here illegally, and they were deported. The Supreme Court a few weeks ago said that was illegal. She shouldn't have done that. And technically, she should actually send for them all to come back. That's Theresa May. Thirdly, in 2014, the Home Office and the Foreign Office took the line that in fact they ought to withdraw rescue ships from the Mediterranean. And they actually had the notion of let them drown because it will deter other asylum seekers coming to the UK. That's Theresa May. Last year in the Mediterranean in Aegean, 5,000 men, women and children drowned trying to get to Europe. That's Theresa May. So I think if we think about this campaign, we ought to not just dump Trump, but get rid of Theresa May. Yeah!